From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Mandatory evacuations are beginning this morning for residents of Fremont County, for those on County Road 6 south of County Road 45. The Chaffee County Fairgrounds is accepting large animals. The so-called Hayden Pass fire went from an estimated 1,000 acres to 5,000 acres in a short amount of time yesterday, and a Type 2 incident command team has been called in. They're expected to take command tomorrow after briefings today. Forest Service officials say the fire is largely burning in the Sangre de Cristo wilderness, and smoke is blowing in to other communities. A red flag warning continues today for parts of southern Colorado. The Colorado Department of Transportation, or CDOT, recently highlighted upcoming and ongoing road construction projects for southern Colorado. KRCC's Dana Cronin reports.
Ilick Street and Highway 50 in Pueblo are included in the list. Joe DeHart is a resident engineer for CDOT. He says the construction in Pueblo is much needed and will be worth the delays.
We're putting in the area of $130 million worth of transportation projects in different locations in Pueblo within, say, a 3-, 4-, 5-year period. Pueblo hasn't ever seen that before.
Colorado Springs can expect to see projects aiming to reduce congestion, including continued work at I-25 and Cimarron Street, as well as a widening project at Powers Boulevard. CDOT estimates the total spending in southeastern Colorado on construction projects in 2016 to be about $360 million. For KRCC News, I'm Dana Cronin.
This is KRCC News.